Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Soda, the exercise killer? A new study finds drinking just 2 12-ounce cans of soda per week can erase heart health gains made during exercise. Newsline spoke with Huntington Hospital registered dietitian Stephanie Schiff about the findings. Could you explain the link between soda, exercise, and heart health?
Sure. Well, the American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes of moderate exercise 5 times a week for good heart health. So that ends up being about 150 minutes a week. A bunch of Canadian researchers, pharmacologists, looked at data from 100,000 adults over the course of 30 years and found that even if you work out for 150 minutes a week, those benefits that you get can be negated by sugary drinks, as little as 2 cans of soda a week.
So it's the actual sugar, right? Because didn't the study find that artificially sweetened drinks didn't have quite the same negative impact?
It did. It said that artificially sweetened drinks are not associated with a higher risk of heart disease. But it's not just sodas. And I'm finding that in my people I talk to, we are not drinking that much soda, but what we are drinking is a lot of coffee sweetened drinks, much more than we've ever drank soda. So it's not just sodas, it's lemonades, it's sweetened iced teas, it's coffee. But they particularly zoned in on sodas. And it's interesting because a 12-ounce can of soda has about 36 grams of sugar. And that's about 9 packets of sugar in each can. And that's only 2 a week. That can basically cut the benefits from our exercise by a half. And once you go over that amount, you're basically negating all that exercise, all the benefits from the exercise. And a lot of people tend to overestimate what exercise does for them anyway. They think that they can work out for half an hour and they can eat 3 cookies. Never seems to work. The math just doesn't work.
And how is the sugar having such an impact? It's creating, I know it creates inflammation in the body. What is it doing so quickly to the body to cause so much harm here?
And I think we are bringing up a great fact. A lot of it is in inflammation. We get a lot of inflammation from sugar, from processed foods, which sodas are both. And that inflammation in our body leads to a lot of chronic diseases. Heart disease is one of them, diabetes, cancer, arthritis. So we are consistently year after year consuming more and more sugar. And they specifically looked at sugary beverages because sugary beverages are the number one source of sugar content or sugar intake in the American diet.
All right. But you bring up some really good points that it's not just sodas. That's what we heard about in this study, but it's all sugary drinks. We have to really just look at our sugar consumption.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's drinks. It's mostly drinks. We are eating a lot of candy and cakes and treats, but our consumption of sugary drinks has gone through the roof. Just looking again at the coffees, you go into a Starbucks and you get a drink and that can add up to 30, 40, 50, 60, even 70 milligrams of 70 grams of sugar in each drink. And we're just like not even considering that. And that's gotten to be a daily habit for a lot of Americans.
All right. That is registered dietitian Stephanie Schiff. Thanks for being with us on Newsline.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.